Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Give Until It Hurts.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture says, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors, who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we are in the middle of Advent. As we journey through the gospel stories of Jesus, we see the gradual unfolding of his mission. In chapter 6, he chooses his 12 apostles. He preaches to them what we call the Sermon on the Plain, an outline of the blessings of discipleship and the woes of those who refuse to follow him. We hear about loving our enemies and not judging others, about being good trees that bear good fruit, and about building our houses on solid foundations of rock. Jesus heals a centurion servant and raises the widow's son from the dead. He is quickly acquiring a reputation. People are noticing him and wondering about him. In the meantime, his cousin, John the Baptist, is also hard at work, preaching the coming of the Messiah and baptizing believers. It seems, though, that John himself isn't too clear on what or whom to expect. Are you the one who is to come, he asks, or are we to wait for another? Jesus, in response to the inquirers, reminds them of what he is doing. He invites them to see and hear his deeds and words. Then he turns to his followers and challenges them and us. What did you expect? What is it you're looking for? An ordinary reed like so many that is shaken by the wind? Or someone dressed in fine clothing like the rich and powerful? We might well ask ourselves what or whom we expect to see and hear during this Advent season. This man named John was indeed a prophet, a long-awaited prophet sent by God with an important message. Jesus extols John as a great prophet, the greatest of all prophets. And yet, Jesus' followers are told that to live in the kingdom of God is to be greater than John. Those who believe in the message of Jesus and give themselves over to the love and peace and justice he offers are already living in the kingdom. Are we among them? In a surprising reversal of logic and tradition, we learn here in our gospel story that it is, in fact, the notorious tax collectors who are among the believers and the baptized. while the Pharisees and lawyers resist and reject God's purpose for themselves. Always with Jesus, the last are first, and the first are last. Where and how do we fit into this scene? The choice is ours.